Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
it is 7:38 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 74 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and it's all about flying to the moon. Of course, we are still in celebration mode. We celebrated the launch of Apollo 11 and something really spectacular to celebrate tomorrow. In studio, we have York Mayor himself, Eddie Lee. Good morning.
Patty, I'm off and running here with Palmetto Mornings, and it's just a pleasure to be here with you. And we're going to get in our time machine for a few minutes morning and go back in time 50 years.
Okay. Yes, tomorrow will actually be the moon landing, correct?
10:56 p.m.
Wow. There you go.
10:56 p.m.
And it was on a Sunday.
It was on a Sunday, and Buzz Aldrin, because it was on a Sunday, took communion before he left to step on the surface. And, of course, Neil Armstrong was the first person to step on the surface.
Now, you've obviously done a lot of studying, and you know exactly where you were when this happened in real time. Tell us about that.
Well, unfortunately, I'm the only person in the room that remembers it because I was a teenager, and I do remember it. And the whole world watched it on black and white television. And, you know, President Nixon made a long-distance call after it was over to the astronauts and said, "This is the most historic phone call that's ever been made from the White House." And so it was a long-distance call, almost a surreal moment, Patty, the White House calling those astronauts.
Yeah, absolutely. And from what I understand, there was also the prepared speech had they not been successful landing on the moon.
It was ready to go. And, of course, we had lost three astronauts two years before. And so ever since John Kennedy pledged that we were going to get to the moon by the end of the 1960s, there had been some successes and then there had been some failures.
Mm-hmm. Big failures.
And he said we were going to do it not because we want to be first, but because it was hard?
Well, what he said, he went to Rice University in 1962, and John Kennedy said, "We do it not because it's easy. We do it because it's hard." Mm. And I pledge that we'll get to the moon by the end of the decade. He had Lucas told the Congress that the year before, but when he told those folks at Rice University that, they knew that we Americans, we can do anything, and that it's going to be a giant leap for our country. And just like Neil Armstrong said, it was a giant leap for mankind. It was a giant leap for this country. And the flag that was posted in that iconic photo of Buzz Aldrin planting that flag and Neil Armstrong taking that color photo. And, you know, it's reproduced in newspapers and history books. It's what I teach my students at Winthrop about.
Yes, and you are a professor there. What was happening in history that made this so historic and so many people just wanting to be glued to their television to experience this moment in history?
Well, Patty, the 1960s were a roller coaster ride for us, and there were many ups and downs. And we had had this war. The Vietnam War was dividing and fracturing the country. We had a lot of deaths and assassinations. We had the assassination of John Kennedy himself in 1963, the assassination of Martin Luther King in April of 1968, just a year before the moon landing. And then we have in June of 1968, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy's next in line brother. And so it was a roller coaster ride for us in the 1960s. But then, you know, with just a few months to spare, we got to the moon. And so we ended the decade with success, and we were all proud.
We were united, truly.
Yes. Right. It was a time where you could, to your point, fractured was our country. This brought everyone together. As events happen like this in America, everyone just puts beside their differences, right? And just celebrate what we're all about. We love everything about America, and
you
we
know,
love
Lucas,
each other.
The astronauts, when they came back to Earth, and they traveled to 24 different countries.
Wow.
And they were hailed as heroes.
Yeah.
Conquering heroes who had conquered outer space and landed on the moon. So they were world heroes, not just American heroes.
Which is interesting because there was a race to get to the moon first.
And
we won that race, and our astronauts were welcomed as world heroes.
They were. And, you know, John Kennedy said in that speech at Rice University, he said, "We're behind. but we can do this. Mm-hmm. And so he summoned forth the greatness of who we are as a people. And we worked real hard. 400,000 people worked on getting us that far. A lot of people sweated to make the space race a success. And we got there in July, on July the 20th, 1969.
With all the information that you have, you just said 400,000 people. And yet, because of this World Wide Web, there are conspiracies saying that this never happened. How do you address it? Surely that comes up in your class.
Well, it does come up, and other things like that come up. And what I try to do as a historian, I try to hit the ball down the middle of the fairway, to use a golf analogy. And I don't hook it, and I don't slice it, and I don't go in sand traps. We got to the moon. We were there first. We saw it. There's evidence. And we've got two of those three astronauts who are going to be hailed as heroes this weekend, and so they're still with us. Of course, Neil Armstrong has passed on, but the other two astronauts know exactly what they did. And then we've had other people who have been there. The last time we were there was 1972. We'll go back.
Yes.
And we'll go beyond the moon. I'm sure that's going to happen. It'll happen in the lifetimes of all of us listening this morning.
Mm. Yes. It's just, it truly is such a remarkable thing, because it united us. It was hard. And the leadership that we had, if we can do that, we can solve these other issues that we're facing as a nation.
You know, John Kennedy was a great president in many ways. And when he summoned forth in 1962 at that speech at Rice University, the greatness of the American vision. We can accomplish great things if we work together, and we did it on July the 20th.
We need some of that.
I know. Can we please go back and use that formula in 2019?
Well, that's the beauty of, the beauty of what we're celebrating,
that's
is
true.
That we've done it before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we did it. We did it in World War II with the Greatest Generation. Mm-hmm. We can do it.
We'll be
so
okay.
We'll do it again.
We
I'm
will.
Optimistic as a historian.
Yes, sir.
And there are plans to go back to the moon in, what, the
What did they say?
And that's been in the news this morning, of course. Yeah. And there are going to be some private businesses that are going to try to get people to the moon. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go to Mars, and that'll happen. And so we Americans are pioneers, and we're always on the move.
Yeah.
So fly me to the moon. It's the,
fly me to the moon.
The 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
It's good to be here with Palmetto Morning.
Oh, it's so good to have
this
you.
This is York Mayor Eddie Lee. And, of course, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 walking on the moon. Of course, today you can train like an astronaut at the Museum of York County. And then tomorrow they've got a big festivity and a lot of celebration happening for the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. Mayor, before you leave, let's talk a little bit about the city of York, if we can, briefly. A lot of exciting changes.
Well, we've got downtown York. When I came through the county seat today, the downtown was waking up. And we've got lots of specialty stores down there. And we've got a lot of good things going on Main Street. Of course, we saved the York County Courthouse and the county office buildings there. And, you know, our population's increasing. Our new city manager, Seth Duncan, starts next month. And he has four children and a wife named Jonna. And so we're going to increase the population by six when the Duncan family arrives in the city of York. So we're moving forward in the city of York, too. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, the chamber is now joining the York County Regional Chamber, which makes that chamber, that mouthpiece, so much stronger for all
change
cities
happens,
in the
and
city.
We've got positive change going on, and we've got those downtown people that I'm so proud of. They're already set for the Christmas parade on December the 6th. And so they're ready for that.
The government center is now being completed.
The government center is wide open.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
And we're glad to have it in downtown.
Mm-hmm. And what about Summerfest?
Summerfest is the 23rd and 24th of August. And so we're going to have Summerfest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the city is partnering with other people that want to make sure that happens. And so we will have Summerfest this year, and we look forward to having people come. And let me just say the last thing, as mayor, I always say, you know, come and stimulate the economy and spend some money in downtown York.
Sounds
well,
good.
Well said.
What about you? Are you going to continue on as mayor?
Well, I've done it for, I'm in my 18th year, and, you know, I'm excited every day I get up and think I've got the best elected office in York County, and so I'm going to continue doing it.
Fantastic.
Mayor Eddie Lee from the city of York, also a history professor right here at Winthrop University. Thank you so much, as always, for educating us and taking us back in time, in the time machine.
Thank you all.